Gardaí are treating as attempted murder the shooting and serious injury of a 17-year-old boy in Dublin's south inner city last night. The incident happened on Eugene Street at around 11 p.m. as the teenager was getting into a taxi. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, shooting is always a shocking incident, but the shooting of a 17-year-old particularly so. What's known about the events of last night and the condition of this boy?
Yeah, this is a quiet residential area, Brian. It's just to the back of the Coombe Hospital. There's a small houses on Eugene Street and Cameron Street. It appears the boy, as you said, was getting into a taxi at around 11 o'clock last night when a number of gunmen approached and fired five or six shots at him. Now, he was hit a number of times in the upper body, including in the neck and throat area. He was brought to nearby St. James's Hospital. He underwent emergency surgery overnight, and we understand he's in a stable condition today. The local people here say they heard the shots. At first they thought they were fireworks before realising it was something more serious. They also heard the boy crying and calling for help, and locals did go to give assistance to the boy while he lay on the ground. There's also broken glass here, there's a blood-stained green towel, and there's also the boy's blood-stained Canada Goose designer jacket. That was removed today by the forensic specialists who are examining the scene as evidence. Now, community groups say this latest shooting further illustrates the dangers to children from gunmen, from organised crime gangs, the way these gangs entice children into serious crime. And it highlights the need, they say, for more high visibility policing. We spoke this morning to Anna Quigley from the citywide anti-drugs campaign.
We should just remember there's a child and his family in a nightmare today because of what's happened. So, you know, it's important to remember that. But just talking about the general picture, there is just no question that we need immediate police in action to deal with the levels of fear and violence that are in our communities as a result of the drugs trade. You need that high visibility community policing to back up what the organised crime unit are doing. Because everyone in the community is affected by this, not just the people directly involved.
Paul, Gardaí are treating this as attempted murder. Any idea do they have of the motive at this stage?
Not really clear at this stage. They do suspect it's drug related, but they do believe it was a targeted attack, that it was pre-planned, and there certainly it does appear to be a certain amount of organisation behind this attack. This morning they also found a burnt out hatchback car. It's a Hyundai 130, and it was found nearby on Greenville Avenue. They believe that was used by the gunmen in the shooting, so they believe it's part of a targeted pre-planned attack.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.